USA Radio News with Chris Barnes.
President Biden at the G20 summit saying at a news conference as he wrapped up his visit, major changes are coming to the type of energy being used in the United States as well as much of the world. As he spoke in Rome, the president said, "It's going to take some time to get the majority of the country's energy on wind and solar power, but cutting down on fossil fuels as much as possible is the ultimate goal.
We're going to stop subsidizing those fossil fuels. We're going to make significant changes." And it just makes the argument that we should move more rapidly to renewable energy.
Biden next heading to a UN climate conference. One person is dead. At least nine others are wounded in a shooting in Texas at a Halloween party early today in Texarkana. A 20-year-old man died, nine others wounded. So far, no arrests have been made. And this is USA Radio News.
Just in time for Christmas giving, the classic MyPillow bundle available right now through MyPillow.com. You've heard me talk for over 3 years now about how MyPillow has given me a better night's sleep. Well, now you can get a standard queen or king size MyPillow for as low as $19.98, and they'll be delivered in plenty of time for Christmas giving. This classic MyPillow bundle includes a press and pack bag so that you can put the MyPillow in the press and pack bag, pack it away for the holidays, and take it to wherever you go. You can also wrap it that way. Perfect for your Christmas giving. Go to MyPillow.com, click on the radio listener square, use my promo code USA, and click on the classic MyPillow bundle. Save yourself a bunch of money on a MyPillow right now by going to MyPillow.com, click on the radio listener square, use my promo code USA.
Alec Baldwin saying little publicly about the accidental shooting on the set of the movie Rust. Paparazzi did catch up with the actor in Vermont on Sunday morning, where he said he can't make any comments on the shooting, which killed cinematographer Halyna Hutchins and injured director Joel Souza. Baldwin explaining that's only because there's an ongoing investigation, and he was told that he's not to speak to anyone about it. But he said, "We are, quote, very, very well oiled, and the crew was shooting a film together, and then this horrible event happened." He called it a one-in-a-trillion event. The Atlanta Braves could win the World Series tonight as they take on the Astros, hosting them in Game 5. They picked up a 3-2 win in last night's Game 4, thanks in large part to Dansby Swanson and pinch hitter Jorge Soler, who nailed back-to-back home runs in the bottom of the 7th inning to give the Braves that victory. And you're listening to USA Radio News.
Now you can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go. And pay a lot less guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
800-215-5141. 800-215-5141. That's 800-215-5141.
A Republican member of Congress says there are only a handful of Republicans that he believes are actually voicing the truth. And Illinois Representative Adam Kinzinger, who recently announced he won't seek re-election, says the rest just won't say a word, even when it matters greatly to the nation.
Basically, it's me, Liz Cheney, and a few others that are telling the truth. And there are about 190 people in the Republican Party that aren't going to say a word.
Kinzinger saying on ABC's This Week that the GOP is literally failing the American people, saying that there are multiple reasons he's choosing not to run for re-election, but noting that he is still all in for the next 14 months, and he says he's looking forward to working on the January 6th committee to give the American people the truth that they deserve. Parents in southeast Missouri are being told to double-check your children's Halloween candy. Most authorities say you should do that anyway, but in this case, officials in Stoddard County put out the notification for residents because they say an elderly woman was diagnosed with dementia and had admitted to putting out over-the-counter drugs like NyQuil in her candy bowl. They say parents need to look over their kids' Halloween treats before letting any of them start to dig in. Overall, the CDC chief says it is safe for families to let their children go trick-or-treating this evening, though she is urging people to use some prevention strategies to protect themselves from COVID-19. And for USA Radio News, I'm Chris Barnes.